Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Savvy Cole, Ghetto G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. Which we got Crystals and we got Speedy with us. What up, Speedy?
What's up?
Shit, I'm chilling. Fucking around on my new computer. Sound Fox is going to upload to the soundboard.
Yeah.
Well, at least it won't be as slow.
Oh, right. We'll find out. I'm just going to go with a random track to upload.
How can you upload the track that Ghetto's obsessed with?
Oh, because I ain't got that faggot crap on my computer.
Me either.
Hey, who knows? Maybe, just maybe, I'll fucking download it just for fucking Ghetto G. And throw it up on the soundboard.
I highly doubt you will.
Hell no, I won't. So, Chris, are you ready to see the Shield get their asses whooped?
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I'm not really a fan of the Shield, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know?
No, I said, are you ready to see them get their asses whooped?
I mean, I know this upcoming Raw, they're probably getting their asses kicked because The Undertaker doesn't wrestle that often.
I just said
I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah, I just said that. Let us show you don't listen. But we got Mandy with us. What up, Mandy?
Hello.
The fuck, are you sick?
No, I just woke up.
Oh yeah, before I forget, before the night fucking ends, happy 420. Every motherfucker.
Yeah, I've been smoking my ass off all day.
Well, I haven't because I've been working. Is it just me or did she just cut out there?
I heard everybody cutting out too.
Everything cut out.
Yay, I'm not alone.
Hey, Manny's phone sucks.
Shut the kiss my ass.
Shut the up, kiss my ass. You were kind of missing a word there.
Chris, shut up and go to your corner.
Yeah.
Usually you don't laugh before you say that, so I can tell you're stoned.
No, I'm waking up from being stoned. There's a difference. Thank you very much.
Yeah, still partially stoned.
Not
same
really.
Difference.
Not really.
Because you usually just tell me to shut up.
Well, this track will definitely upload fucking pretty quick, so let's go into it. Fucking Jeff Hardy's old thing from fucking WWE. Fucking
yes,
no more words.
Please. Before I go off on him.
I keep in my
And we're back. Chris, I think you should refresh the soundboard.
Okay. Why?
And then go down. And then go down to the J's.
Great.
All I gotta say, yo, some dumbass fucked up on you up on YouTube though. Because of the fact they put that's his sixth theme. He's only had one theme. He's never been in the fucking WWE before. So this is his fucking sixth theme. Oh, first theme. To them, it's their the sixth theme, apparently.
Well, I'll get to the J's in a second. I'm in the K's right now.
How the fuck do you go to the K's? How the fuck do you get to it?
And
yeah,
I found Just for Ghetto.
Yes. But that's my question. How the fuck do you go from the top to the fucking K when I said you might as well go to the J's?
I grab the soundbar menu thing and just pull it down to a random spot to get to it.
Yeah, and you went to the K's. Let's go, genius.
What, if you press the letter, will it jump to that spot immediately? Well, I didn't know that.
It's not that bright.
No, that's Big Hobie you're thinking about.
Touché.
I mean, come on, the motherfucker upgraded from the fucking payphone to the very first ever cell phone.
Hey, he doesn't even know how to use that.
So which means, you know, I don't know if it's a fucking illegal, I don't know if it's registered as a legal weapon or not, but he has his own weapon now, called the brick.
Nice.
I mean, come on, man. You got the fucking first ever cell phone was a fucking brick, and you can literally beat the shit out of people with it. But yo, did Prophecy ever call back in last night, like after I left?
No, but Lando Cloud did.
Oh fuck! What the hell do you want?
He just. Like, he hit me up saying, like, asked me what I was doing. He's like, just, you know, I was in JR. Like, I said that. He's like, I'm good calling. It's like, okay.
Why the fuck did you even say that? Man, I would have beat you for that one.
Oh, well, he's not here now.
No. But he was here last night because he said, how much pussy JR? Oh, I'm going to call him. Dude, you should know that, but honestly, no, that's going to be a fucking fail right there. Because you know he's going to call in. I mean, don't get me wrong, I got nothing but fucking respect for Lando Cloud and what the fuck he does. But, there comes a time where, you know, hearing it and say his fucking name over and over and over.
He didn't even say his name at all last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, good. So then, I guess that means UG wasn't with him.
Nope, UG was not with him. He was in the studio, but not with UG or anything.
Yeah, recorded the new fucking 420 track that he did. Yeah.
Yep.
I know. He sent me the fucking link for it on YouTube.
I think he sent all of us a link for it.
My question, what the fuck did he send?
I don't know.
It makes so much better sense to send it to my goddamn email than that. So that means that, you know, I ain't got to go through all the fucking bullshit about, you know, of having to fucking try and get it downloaded from fucking YouTube to my computer. I can just go to my fucking email and get it from there.
Yep.
Edie, no falling asleep over there.
I'm not falling asleep. You gotta remember, I'm the shy one.
Like I said, we'll break that one. We'll definitely break you that one.
Okay, I'm waiting.
It might not be today, but it'll probably be within the first 2 weeks or so.
No shit. I'm the shy and weird one, remember?
You shy?
Yes, I'm very shy. That's why I'm very
like
quiet.
I was like that when I first came on, and then I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I got laughed about it earlier because I said that I was very shy and.
Hey, being shy is not that bad.
Huh?
I said being shy is not that bad.
No, it's not. I hate being shy.
It is when you call on the JR.
You said the same thing when I first called in, and then you picked on me for being shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you have your own Tony Box words.
Yep.
And that was giggling.
You still cannot tell the difference between the two.
5 minutes.
Exactly.
Let's see here. What the fuck?
I just wonder what that track, Disregetto, is.
Do you really have to fucking wonder what the hell it is? Like I just said, the dumbass is on YouTube, label it as this motherfucker's sixth fucking theme, even though his fucking first match ever was against Chris Jericho at fucking WrestleMania.
Oh, I get it. Well,
how
probably because, like, you know, the other
one.
Companies and all that shit they worked in, that's probably why it's his sixth.
No. Dude, they're making it, no. They label it as a sixth theme for the WWE.
Oh, so they fucked up completely.
Yeah. But did I just fucking say that?
Yep.
I mean, honestly, I'm ashamed that the motherfucker's from fucking New England. Well, technically, they have him billed from fucking Boston. And, you know, he resides in Tampa. But yeah, trying to see what company he's been with before. Yeah, so pretty much he's only had two themes in the WWE. Well, one was for the fucking NXT, which was called I Told You By, and so by Flatfoot 56 or whatever the fuck that is. But let's see. All right, you know what? I've been listening to the cover of this track for the fucking past couple of days. I need to listen to the fucking original. So here we go. Skid Row, 18 in Life.
Yeah.
we're back.
And I can't believe something I just read online. Apparently that person that you hate, Fandango or whatever, he actually won the fourth season of NXT.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, so, you know, he didn't win it as Fandango. He won it as Johnny Curtis.
Yeah, and then he became Fandango later on, which is just a stupid character.
Yep. Unfortunately. But, it happened. But I think they should bring fucking Maxine back. Fucking make her a goddamn diva.
I agree to that.
Yeah, man, yo, she's a fucking dope ass fucking. Yo, she whoops ass, put it that way. She can whoop fucking ass.
Yep.
You know what's shocking? Fucking Oksana's only fucking 30 years old.
Damn.
Yeah, she don't look it. Yo, she looks like she's fucking.
Like 26, 27. That area.
I was going to say 26, 25. But, the funny thing is, the fact, you know, like, okay, in the WWE, you know, they have her billed as from, you know, Lithuania and shit like that. Funny thing is, she's actually from Lithuania.
Yep.
She lived in New York City for a time before moving to fucking Florida. Damn, she was good as a fucking referee. Now, my question is, why can't they have more fucking referees that look like Oksana? Or fucking Taryn Terrell? Or ODB?
Well, I mean, I don't really think WWE uses female referees that often anymore. Unless it's special referee matches.
They've never used female referees unless it was, you know, for a special guest referee match.
Well, they should.
Well, duh. I mean, it makes more sense to have a fucking female referee in a fucking divas match than a dude.
Well, of course it does. And I mean, like, a female referee, like, Taryn Terrell, before she stopped doing that, because she looks fine as fuck, and did porn.
Hell yeah. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, yo, she was the best goddamn GM, even though I hate the new ECW, even though I hate the fucking WWE's ECW, she was the best damn GM that ECW ever had.
Exactly. I mean, she was hot as fuck naked, too.
Oh, yeah, this is true. It's funny how she's actually dating Drew McIntyre. Fucking god. Lucky ass.
Lucky
fucking god.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And at one time, he was a prophecy in WWE. Now, he's nothing.
Now he's just in a fucking make-believe band.
Exactly. Who was supposed to have their debut song, which never happened. I think we're all happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, never mind. Fucking looks like Taryn Terrell and Drew McIntyre got divorced back in 2011. And they officially got divorced back in 2012.
Nice.
I bet you anything, yo, she whooped. Yeah, I bet you anything, she whooped his ass. Because in fact, apparently, the divorce was in motion when the pair got into a domestic disturbance in a hotel in California, which led to Taryn Terrell being arrested and brought to Van Nuys Valley Jail at 10:26 a.m. This eventually led to her being released from her contract with WWE. Because she actually got arrested. Okay, you know, it's rough
You're supposed to whoop each other's ass. Okay, yeah, they do it outside the fucking, outside of shit, and she gets fucking fired for the shit. Fuckers.
Well, I think it's because, like, inside the ring and whatnot, it's more of a safe environment.
Man, fuck that. Dude, ECW. That's all I gotta say to you. ECW.
I know ECW was like that, but they still had, like, cops and whatnot there, so it didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck that shit.
They still had it, like, controlled enough where they could go, where they couldn't, like, all that shit.
Man, the funny thing is, wasn't Terrence Rowe there before fucking Drew McIntyre even came in?
I have no clue.
He came in about 2007, 2009. Well, he became the chosen one back in 2009. Terrence Rowe came in, let's see. Damn. Yo, she's only fucking 27? Shit. Yeah, here you go. She was the ECW GM back in 2008. This motherfucker. But, you know, yeah, we put her to fucking developmental territories and bullshit like that, but, let's see. listen, Mousy. Yeah, man, so technically she was there before her, and it's all good. But yeah, like, she was there before he was. So why the fuck, why not get rid of him and keep her? Because then that way, you know, we wouldn't have this goddamn fucking 3MB bullshit going on.
Oh, it'll probably still be going on with somebody else, though.
I don't think it'd be called 3MB.
Never know.
Man, that one instance where you wish and pray that the Shield whoops their ass again.
Or Brock Lesnar does it to them. Because that'd be funny as hell.
No. I say again because of the fact the Shield whooped 3MB's ass on fucking SmackDown the fucking week before.
So 3MB's has become like the jobbing bitch group.
Yeah.
They get beat by the Shield, get beat by Brock Lesnar.
Well, then again, they would have gotten the rest of the move anyways because of the fact, you know, they were trying to jump fucking late. And, you know, they were doing it fucking, you know, the way the Shield does it. So the Shield got offended, got pissed off. They came out, whooped their ass, and then, you know, they tried to whoop fucking Triple H's ass until fucking Kane and Daniel Bryan came out. You know, I was kind of hoping that this whole fucking feud between Kane and Jimmy Bryan and the Shield would be done with.
Yep. I just love seeing Brock Lesnar kick their ass. That was hilarious.
Yeah, because the fact is, this one dude, he whooped all their asses.
I mean, I didn't actually think he was, like, that fast. I mean, I didn't, like, got out of the ring. Like, I blinked and he was outside of the ring in, like, half a second. I was like, God damn, he's fast as hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know what? It's still 420. So,
go with some KMK.
That's what I'm doing right now, man.
I went with them last night, too.
And I'm going to go with this track. Right the fuck here. Actually, you always go with some KMK and Kings, but so first up, KMK, 420.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 4:20 exactly.
You're done. You know, I got two states of mind. Stoned in the sleep. First I hit the sweet leaf and then I have nice dreams. When I get up, awake and bake, take a piss and shake. My clock stopped at 4:20, what you want me to say? I stay blaze all day, no matter where I'm creeping. Hot boxes on your block and at the spot on the weekends. You'll see smoke rising, just who could it be? It's my rhyme and cry partner, D-Dash, L-O-C-C. Get after me, born and raised in the suburbs. Faded off the football, don't it ask you nurse. Thanks, Johnny Richter, for your nice little handoff. I got some purple
little keys. Spice up the leaf before we smoke this tree. Everybody in the scene knows you know the most doja. That's why they label us the Cottonmouth Soldier. A blast, not giving a fuck, doing my thing, blowing rings through the crowd, being loud and obnoxious. Now the shots I did with pop got me feeling kinda nauseous, but I played it cool and pulled a few snaps, big fat half goals and had a chicken Caesar wrap, dipping through the whole place, nowhere else I'd rather be the smoking weed with my peeps, now I'm passing the D, 24/7, every day, every minute, every body, every corner, grab your mug, keep your closure, beer drinking, beer poppers, ass heads and freaks, all the creatures in the street, heroin addicts and geeks. Mount King signed a one-way contract to see the world and smoke the killer chronic. B-Lope said it, so don't you forget it. It's 4-4-2-0 and I flow.
Yeah, right. y'all get a Captain Coke. Hey, yo, bartender, let me get another one of those. Two of those. We hot them out. We got our wristbands right here. We got some stuff.
These girls wanna take a picture. Alright, thanks, ladies, gotta go. Maybe later on we can kick it out in the show. Let's go. Maybe the one that's always fucking don't trip. We love and Johnny Ricky, yo, I thought we told you. Seems fake cool when you know we take it over. Love drip, go drip, go we try to bowl drip. Maybe the one that's always fucking don't trip. We love and Johnny Ricky, yo, I thought we told you. Seems fake cool when you know we take it over. Love drip, go drip, go we try to bowl drip. Maybe the one that's always fucking don't trip.
And, you know, it sucks that we're in the PG era for WWE to the effect that we were not. I bet you anything, Playboy would do a fucking special edition just for the fucking Bella Twins.
They probably would.
But no, because when we're man, we have to go into the PG era. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Speedy, is there anything you want to hear? You want to say it?
We have to
do I want to hear anything? Oh, I don't know. Anything. I don't care. I thought you said, are you here?
Well, I know you're here. Uh-huh. Well, you're kind of here. You're just, you know, kind of spaced out over there.
I'm just sitting here listening. I said, I'm shy,
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Mandy's face is up. That's just because she's a blonde. So it's to be expected.
Hey!
Hey, she's a blonde. That's why Ghetto G showed up, right?
Hey, Ghetto, what's going on?
You motherfucking blondes, what the fuck?
So Ghetto, man, I uploaded a track just for you.
No, I don't want to hear.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Come on, man, it's just for you.
I think it's a good track.
Fine,
great, he's fandangoing.
He is.
Why is it so low?
You didn't put it on your mic for that.
Got it off of YouTube.
Now, see, I want to see people doing this at the bar, not that dancing the stupid I love them strippers bullshit.
No. See, I love fucking strippers bullshit, you know, should be strictly just for the fucking strip clubs.
Yeah, I understand that part, but this was at a bar, man. These black people went wild, man.
I mean, you know, did any hot fucking chicks start stripping?
No. But I did see King Kong walk in the door. This thing, I think it was a chick, man. It was at least three times the size as I am. That's a big motherfucker.
Damn. The shy one. Yeah.
Are you blonde too?
What?
Nice question.
I don't even question you guys.
Well, we were asking you.
Wait, who the hell is answering me?
That would be Mandy answering you.
That's not who I asked, though.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, for answering the question I wasn't asked to you, you should go to the penalty box for that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you know what? You know what? She agrees. So, Mandy, you get 5 minutes.
Wait, hold on. She agreed with herself?
No.
No, I said for answering the question that wasn't asked to you, you should go to the penalty box. She said, yep.
No. That was Speedy that said, yep.
Speedy? I thought her name was Speedy.
What about me? Hold on. I got to get this off the freaking speaker.
Speed racer, okay. Relax.
What about me?
I'm not even quite sure.
What about me? Who said my name? And what about me?
Havoc said it.
I've been away from the phone. All this is my name.
But she ain't even listening, man.
Yeah, she's passing out again, just like last night.
No, actually, I'm doing dishes right now.
Why is everybody
all
doing
I heard
the damn
was
dishes,
Speedy.
Though? Every time we get on this phone, man, somebody's doing the dishes.
Shit,
yeah.
I deal with the dishes way before I even get on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bored and I have dishes to do.
Oh, so we're boring you.
No, I'm just quiet and shy, so, yeah.
What are you guys shy about, man? We're on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, what was said about me? Because all I heard was Speedy.
Well, you know, we were asking if you were a blonde, and then, you know, Mandy decided, you know, magically speak to you. So she got put in the, so she got put in the box.
I'm mentally a blonde, not physically a blonde.
So that's a yes.
Yes, I am a blonde.
that's a definite yes right there.
All right.
Yes, I am a blonde.
Well, you can go back to your dishes until we got another question.
No, because now I'm going to be like going back and forth. And that's all right.
Don't mind our Tourette's. We may just scream out your name, you know, just make sure you're still there.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, definitely no comment to that.
Exactly.
You sick motherfuckers.
Anyways.
Oh, Ariola.
I'm sure you're still singing that.
I can't believe that happened last night.
That's what they need to be playing in some places, man. What the fuck?
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. They got that Tech N9ne show coming up on the 27th or whatever, man. But I don't really want to go because I don't want to go myself.
Okay, do you agree that Playboy should do a special edition just for the Bellas?
Yeah.
And I don't know. That Playboy edition could be the crazy edition featuring AJ.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely do that. And put all three of them in there.
Hell yeah. Right. Well, you know, shit, fuck that. Put all four of them in there. Fuck that. Throw Caitlyn in there.
Yeah, right, dude. She ain't never going to do that. Most you're going to see her in is like Maxim.
Yeah, this is true.
Or like some fitness magazine.
I think she's going to be in part of a fitness magazine.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's all you're ever going to see.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, unless, you know, the fucking WWE does, like, you know, has, like, a random fucking wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, like, that's going to happen when she dresses like freaking Kim Possible. You see, that, man? That's taking PG to a whole nother level.
Yeah. Kim Possible.
Dressing like a cartoon character on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So, I mean, we could play that that potluck track I uploaded that's like 15 minutes long.
Might as well.
It was
about
smoking weed and whatnot.
Yeah, whatever Chris just said. Man, it really is 15 minutes long. What the fuck's the matter with you?
it's a bunch of different beats, man, that they rapped on that they all mashed together.
How's it going to, and I'll smoke a cigarette to it.
That's what it's meant for, man. Smoke is a weed and whatnot.
420.
DJ Head. Humboldt County's finest. The two ugliest motherfuckers I know. Potluck. Underrated. One ton. Homies for life. What it do? Dank alumni. Stand up. Holla at your mom. DJ Head, bitch.
Potluck. Light it up, then I choke till I can't see. Never find a seat, I got the best in a sticky green. Stone of bees, wanna puff with me for free. So I pass the weed to a titty-eyed Lebanese. She's so, so fine, but I don't give a fuck. Marijuana's on my mind. Smoking and passing around, let's go. Another hit to the head makes everything slow. Weed grows like an afro. So many times I've been told I'm an asshole. Yeah, I'm a little shit bitch. Male chauvinist, get the feminist pissed. Ever since I was a kid, I was a brat. I like to have fun, what's wrong with that? Loving ass is fat, a beat to slap. And damn right, I was high when I wrote this rap. Come tight. Every time that I write, I'm so cold on the mic. Then your girl flash me like a strobe light. Titties don't look right, that's the shit I don't like. Put your shirt back on, I'll pack you a bowl and you can smoke this bong. Then bond on my ping pong balls and lick my ding dong. Got the bomb stronger than King Kong. 420, get high to the mix. I'm a hip hop head and this rapping is my fix. Give me the lighter, but it better be a bit. And when the kick drum kicks, then you take another hit. Get lifted up and away. I feel like Superman when I buff this J. I don't give a fuck what my parents say. I'ma smoke another blunt, it's a holiday.
420, 420, 420. Con los terroristas. 420, 420, 420. Yeah, yo, smoke nonstop, motherfuckers know me. Born and raised in Hubbard, and we got the best green. I told your girlfriend to get up off her knees. I gave her knees. Yo, smoke nonstop, motherfuckers know me. Born and raised in Hubbard, and we got the best green. I told your girlfriend to get up off her knees. Yo, I gave her knee pads, I'm a nice guy, see? I'll never stop pimping even when I get old. All the hot girls, they be saying I'm cold. Cause I see the finest girl and I say hi-ho. When I be my sex slave, here, wear a blindfold. Oh, the weed is in me, and I'm talking shit coincidentally. I'm loving the bong, yeah, that's my bestie. It helps me get higher than Lisa Leslie. Scared of my flow, they test me. I saw your little weed, man, it don't impress me. Pack the boat, bitch, load a freshie. And if you're getting stoned, then you know the best be.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
I be smoking top shelf grade A+. One hit up off my joint, that's like 8 blunts. You're straight stuck, don't say much and blame us. You think it's dipped in some strange stuff and laced up. It's all organic, dude, like we at a Whole Foods. Your weed is old news, my weed is so smooth. But packs a big punch, Mike Tyson in his prime. Leaving hella brain cells dying in your mind. We grow enormous trees, so I'm kinda hard to please. These Humboldt County seeds are simply a different breed. He's too short rapping about pimping bees. We potluck rapping about growing weed. This ain't no black and yellow, we smoking green and purple. A couple hippie fellows high to some jeans on Urkel. I'm an herbalist with flows hotter than a sauna. And my purpose is to master this marijuana. Cause I've been growing weed my whole life. You're thinking I'm a pothead, you're damn right. Ain't on my level, no. 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 Take one hit to the brain, but it feels like 5 hits. Your head changed. Ain't on my level, no. Ain't on my level, no.
my level.
Yo, one ton. I don't think anybody can get on your level, bro. They need a lot of Big Macs to do that. You know what it is. Hot luck. DJ Head, 420 mix. I'll let your mom.
Light up the outdoor, organic's what I'm speaking of. We from another planet, we preaching peace and love. They want the whole pie, can't even spare a slice. Where I reside, we all share, I swear it's paradise. We talking big every night and waking up at 12. I rep that humble life and don't know nothing else. Acres and acres of greenhouses making ducats. Millionaires pushing buckets through the streets like fuck it. Underneath the radar, living scenes not meant for TV. Pockets full of cash, smoking hash, feeling irie. When the joint burns, I close my mind up to smithereens. Everywhere I turn, I swear to God, I see a sea of green. It's so delicious, all the growers so ambitious. Throw away the white lighters, staying hyper superstitious. Harvest time, riches fly, women giving kisses. 420's like Christmas, it's a celebration, bitches.
Let's get it straight. I grow Mary Jane professionally. And teaching people about weed is what my destiny be. Let's get it straight. I grow Mary Jane professionally. And teaching people about weed is what my destiny be. Let's get it straight. I grow Mary Jane professionally. And teaching people about weed is what my destiny be. It's Humboldt County, California. Time I ride home. Forever pop luck, getting every time zone. Just a pothead, if you sell a weed, more than half my life. I'm Chris Rock, the president of pot, yelling, that ain't right. I cross the line and I stay on the ground like crackhead's teeth. It's only truth coming out my cheeks every time this fat can't speak. High as a jet, I'm jumping out, see me before you fall. Coffee in a couple joints, hippie speedball. Hip hop is in my blood, I rep the underground. You better show me love or put me underground. Till death do us part, but I know that rap is all I got. I bet my life I'm one of the realest niggas that's on the block. I'm still the marijuana king, so scream my name loud. Come fuck with me, son, and really see them strange clouds.
All we do is pour crown on nitrate down.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
And all we do in Humboldt is smoke big everywhere is strange clouds.
Strange clouds. Strange clouds.
All we do is pour crown on nitrate down.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
And all we do in Humboldt is smoke big everywhere is strange clouds.
Strange clouds.
Strange clouds.
Hot luck. Hot luck.
420.
DJ Head.
Humboldt County in the building.
I was smoking blunts since it was bad. Before it was a fad. Before it was a fad. Smoking blunts and shit was bad. Before it was a fad. Before it was a doctor. Never rolling fast. The blunt master always perfect. We underground, we got a single problem. Never heard it. My marketing's a smoke a lot. My gimmick is I live it. You can always find me lifted with a joint already twisted. I guess my business needs an upgrade. And Twitter mentioned I see some people on the chart who need some rapper lessons. I keep it thorough and rap about the things I know. That's growing weed and hip hop. The rest. Cause every rapper on the mic's supposed to pimp a bitch. And every rapper's off the block and quick to get rich. I'm uniquely talented at rambling with words. I happen to get high off of a green plant herb. So don't ignore the skill and underestimate my will. I control the mic proficiently and demonstrate I'm ill. I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill. I might be getting high, but your boy's straight ill. I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill. I might be getting high, bitch.
My lighter goes click, click, click. Dank alumni is the click, click, click. 640 acres of weed, that's a green mile. I smoke since a seed, I'll be doing it till I'm senile. People, I'm a vet, and I bet he gon' chalk my style. Keep the pussy wet, like the cock of a crocodile. Then we all jet to the store, sitting sideways. I'm drinking Crown straight, no ice cubes, this ain't Friday. Roll the window down to ash the blunt on the highway. When we getting homie hot boxing in the driveway. Coming in the house, smelling like a bonfire. Arguing about which one of us is looking higher. Me and three fine girls about to make whoopee. 420's on the clock like the Girl Scout cookie. I am the professor, ain't no fussy pressure. I'm in your mom's drawers, taking her weed out the dresser. Higher than ever, gotta get my shit together. They telling me to quit, I said yes sir, I'll never.
That boy underrated is really retarded. Short bus. Hella retarded. Handicap even.
DJ Head.
420.
You know I'm cheap and big buzz. They're blowing up the clubs. It's potluck crew still tossing up the bugs. Get a holler at some chicks and hot box the spot. If it's marijuana rap, bet we got that lock. I'm the captain of the chronic. I live in Pot City. Start to rock with me. All the haters talk silly. Ain't a nigga like me in the whole rap scene. I can sell a ton of weed and smoke the whole damn thing. Hustle like a hippie. Never do one filthy. These bitches so lippy. Pimps gotta stay shifty. Enemies and friends hard to tell sometimes. So I just walk the white line and kick them dope boy rhymes. One son coming through with a blunt to blaze. I'm a heavyweight smoker, got bud for days. I blow up a stage and spit around the page. All my sexy stoner bitches seem to love my way.
I grab my iPhone, turn it on, and hit the weed map. I'm far away from humbled, and I'm searching for the green crack cookies. Purple hazer, OG Kush. Wanna roll another salad of this magical bush. Now I'm headed to the clinic just to buy some weed. Vote illegal in my state, Prop 215. I'm talking about a store where you can buy some trees. Just need a note from my doctor and some cash money green. The lady at the counter started stammering like she knew me. She got a big booty, and I think she wanna do me. But I ain't here to pull a chick unless her name is Mary Jane. I'm only here to buy a strain and elevate my brain. They put it in a bottle like I'm buying a prescription. Then she reads the warning signs, describing all my symptoms. I got a few conditions that Mary Jane is fixing. I made my decision that I'm living with addiction. In and out fast with a stack in my hand. I had to buy the black Xanax cause I planned in advance. Your boy rolled it up quick, then I lit that bitch. Only problem with my plan was the weed was shit. After all that half shitty weed. Man, everybody think they ain't grown nowadays.
I'm gonna buy some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I go get it. I go get it. This is from here.
You want a bitch with big tits and an apple bottom? I'd rather take a bong hit. I got a fucking problem. You want a Bentley in a Benz and you think you're ballin'? Too many groupies in my bed. I got a fucking problem. Man, your boy can spit it like a pro. Better get up off him. Leave it to hate them broken, smoking the bomb and ready to drop him. Ain't nobody stopping, taking a hit, but I'm never coughing. Every verse I spit, this sick shit talk never soft. And people look at me like I ain't going nowhere. That's my motivation, middle finger in the air. This was going out to everybody trying to come up. Through the hard times, we gotta grind till the sun up. Motherfuckers dissing cause we spitting weed rap. But if you did your homework, you would see where we're at. Humble County living, it's the mecca of the chronic. Little white kid from the sticks, ripping up shit, it's so ironic.
I know you're not gonna do this one right here. Alright, alright, let's bring it in right here. Let's go.
What? What is this? No, please don't be this. Oh God, it is.
The best song ever. Ever.
Hit the blunt and I'm coughing. Hit the blunt and I'm coughing.
What is going on right now, dog?
He likes gold as much as we like weed.
Look. Back in my pocket, weed smell on my clothes. If the weed rolls, then we spark it. When it comes to smoke and weed pros,
Mary, Mary, Mary.
When it comes to smoke and weed pros,
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Weed back in my pocket, weed smell on my clothes. If the weed rolls, then we spark it. When it comes to smoke and weed pros,
Mary, Mary, Mary.
DJ Head.
Partner.
yeah. Nothing but the best sweat I put on my chest. I ingest the sticky cess, so there ain't nothing left. It's fresh, coming from the west. Ain't nobody can deal with it, man. Take a hit of it, your brain spinning like a ceiling fan. You try to catch yourself, but you can't stand. Puff another blunt or a joint like goddamn. It'll knock you on your ass like Van Damme. Inhale the fruity pebbles, never fuck with the bam bam. Today is the day to get high. Roll it up, light it up with the dank alumni. It's a little hippie kid with good friends of mine. Walking around like zombies, stone with red eyes. It's an everyday thing on the west coast. Professional stoner smoking on incredible. You think you really got the body, better let it go. Cause if you never been to Humble, then you never know. So many pounds get grown on a daily. Then they come around screaming, fuck you, pay me. 8 to 80, blind, crippling, and crazy. Everybody loves when the chronic starts blazing. Bones and pipes are living the dab life. Floating up through the sky like a satellite. You wanna puff for show, we got plenty. Everybody can hit it, bro, it's 420.
Everybody get computerized.
They got a new CD coming out.
Hell yeah.
Coming out in the fall.
Fuck yeah. So, Bandy, how'd you feel about being in the box for 20 minutes?
I didn't pay attention. I had a feeling you were going to put me in there for a while, so I was like,
she was too busy popping tags, man. She's over there like, man, I got them footy pajamas.
No.
What do you mean no? I'm sure you've had footy pajamas in your life.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure she still does.
Actually, no.
Some people still do, actually.
Not me.
You're like cousin.
Like who?
My cousin.
I thought you said Brock Lesnar. I was like, what?
Man, I'm sure Brock Lesnar, one of them, he still does have fucking footy pajamas.
That'd be really footy.
I'm sure he was wearing them when he was taking out the Shield. I mean, 3MB.
Yeah, he has sleepovers with Paul Heyman and CM Punk.
That fucking CM Punk gives Brooklyn the courtesy of a fucking reach around.
What the hell is that, Ford? Man, he wanted to know if he could ask Slane that question, actually.
No. I'm pretty sure Slane would break his neck. I can just see it now. He asked him that question. Slane returns the ball. No. What about the Terminator? Is his name? We're dead. No, but I bet you anything fucking Chris has fucking sleepover with fucking John Cena.
No.
And Ryback and Mark Henry and Big Show.
Havoc, I do not want to know about the sleepovers you have with them and Chewbacca.
That's a pretty big sleepover.
Wait, isn't that one of your words?
Yes, it is. I'm happy to take the 5 minutes.
He's happy.
What the hell are we just happy about taking 5 minutes?
Him, apparently.
I think someone should hack his fucking Facebook so that, you know, so that way he can't enjoy his fucking 5 minutes.
The phone ringing?
I ain't hear no phone ring.
I swear to God, I just heard a ring.
Yeah, we'll blame fucking Speedy.
damn it, Speedy.
What about Speedy?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That is my name again. Even though I had it away from me.
Now you're just hearing things.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. If you really want, someone to say your name, we could go to let Chris out of the box and, Chris can give you some logic.
No, not Chris logic.
Yeah, we'd all be fucked. I'd hang up in the show, and he'd be fucked.
Well, not really.
I wonder if people would stop fucking just liking the pic, actually tune the fuck in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, man, she decided to comment on her fucking thing here.
Okay.
She goes, raw.
Wait, what?
That's like the most retardedest fucking comment you've ever left.
Did you say retardedest?
Yes. Okay, fine. That's like the most retarded fucking comment I think Manny's ever left on any of our things.
And what does she say?
She says, roar, Havoc, roar.
Dude,
I didn't know what
shit.
To say, okay? Leave me alone.
I think from now on, if she was
what,
up on the show, she gets 5 minutes in the box.
What was she commenting on?
One of the links for JRR.
Yeah, the promo.
Yeah, I saw Speedy commenting on it, and then I went blank. I was going to say something smart-ass, but then my mind went blank, so I put that.
Well, that's
her mind went blank. How about that?
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't it like almost like every time?
Yes.
No?
Fucking blonde.
Don't be mean to the blonde. Please?
Oh, you know, get what she said, please? With the blonde.
You're such a douchebag sometimes, I swear.
Yeah, like it's an insult.
Yeah, really.
I didn't hear what was said. Now what?
I said you say that as if it's an insult.
No, it's a compliment for you.
Exactly.
Now that's an insult.
Wait, what?
What's an insult? What?
The fact that Manny just said, it's a compliment. So now that's an insult. Yay, I'm having fun here.
What the?
Yo.
Wow. Okay. Gonna change my number soon, hopefully.
Let me guess. Chris is stalking you.
Not Chris. Dude, Chris
no,
and I, we barely even sexed anymore.
Sexed?
Oh, wait. Did you say you and Chris barely have sex anymore?
No, text.
She said sexed. But anyway, dude, how about
no,
that?
No, I didn't. She said text. Thank you, Speedy.
Dude, this freaking chair right here, man, is covered in blood. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I want that chair.
It's on this video game. I didn't know you were able to do that. That's great.
What the hell's a video game?
From WWE 13.
Awesome.
Smacked him with a chair and then the blood just stayed on him.
Nice.
No, I noticed that she says Al way too much.
Is that a guitar?
Yep.
I accidentally pulled my hair. I'm sorry. Shit.
Who's pulling your hair?
I was straightening it, and yeah.
Oh, she's lying. It's Chris.
Nope, it isn't me.
Damn it, Chris.
I ain't doing
shit.
That's right. Chris is too busy stalking Spaz again.
What the hell are you talking about?
But if you would like, you could play that new Lando Cloud track if you would like.
No, not really.
Damn.
Because we don't want to be hearing Yuji returning saying his name a million fucking times.
Because Lando Cloud showed up last night, man.
Well, damn, plus Lando Cloud fucking sent that track my way. To my fucking, well, to YouTube.
Oh.
So, what do you heard it?
Well, okay, you could play that Cheech and Chong thing I uploaded.
There you go.
Of them singing
and whatnot.
Don't worry,
Chris. Don't worry, Chris. Cheech and Chong is way before your time.
No, it isn't. I've seen the movie.
Holy shit. He's actually seen something good.
About time.
I got a thing for marijuana. Surrounds me like a sauna. When I get with you, I wanna tell the world how much I love ya.
I am a cannabis man. Got a joint in each of my hands. Mexican or Panama.
That's 420 times 2. What that mean? I'm twice as high as you. Smoking on some vegan ish that Buds and Roses brew. Ate 3 Chiba Chews, now I'm stuck like glue. But that's what indica do. So I twist up some tangy, post a pic of the hit and win an Instagrammy. Baking out each room until it's looking clammy. Just some Sour Patch Kids eating Caesar like candy. Oh,
oh.
Makes me feel just like an iguana. I know I like you like no other. In the morning, I'm always looking for you, man.
I am a cannabis man. Once again, got the grass in the back of my hand. Colombian or San Samia. I can't wait to feel you.
Hello, I'm high. It's nice to meet. I forget the question, but the answer is weed. That's guaranteed. We living in a land of bliss. Don't say no. Say yes, we cannabis. My Ziploc smell like Woodstock. Smoke in front of cops. I don't worry about getting caught. It's not stop. My house looking like a head shop. At the end of the rainbow, I found a pot.
It really was. if someone's up on here playing fucking toy guns and shit, thinking, you know, do your thing. But other than
that. Did you say toy guns?
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
And Havoc, thank you for repeating yourself like 5 times with what happened on the Saturday Morning Slam. I said I watched it. Like, I saw.
You saw it.
I actually watched it today because I was up and I was bored as hell. I gave it a chance.
Wow.
Yeah, shocker enough, huh, Ghetto?
Yeah.
Especially the fact, he said himself he would never watch it.
See that?
I gave it a chance.
And
only
now
because when I turned it on, they were talking about the match being between Kofi Kingston and Justin Gabriel.
Yeah, that was the only match they had.
Well, what can you do in a half an hour?
I mean, can have bros play, go out and dance for half an hour.
Wait, what did you say?
You could have bros play, go out and dance for half an hour.
Little G, since you're the closest, laughing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Perfect.
I'm coming.
It's not very nice to say that to Chris.
Yeah,
I would never
get
ever.
That was gay as hell.
I would never ever say that to Chris ever.
But you just did.
No,
exactly.
I'm actually talking about Kelly.
Oh, well, that's different.
Totally different.
Yeah, Ghetto, if you go to fucking downloads on WWE 13, they actually have an actual picture of Kelly that's uploaded there for a download.
Was it new?
I think so.
I didn't know you could download pictures.
I didn't either. They got Kelly, the Bella Twins.
Is it
Velvet
free?
Sky.
Wait, Velvet Sky?
Yeah.
Wrong thing.
Hey, look, just for Chris, Vicky Guerrero.
No, I will not take your. I will not take your floppy seconds with Vicky Guerrero.
Now, was this, like, in, like, the downloads or, like the actual store thing?
Downloads.
Oh.
But they are the actual pictures, though. I think either me or you, Ghetto, we should send this one just to Chris. Cena versus Rock.
I'm sure he would love that. I'm sure he would put that as his background.
He probably would. And his phone wallpaper.
Bradshaw doesn't wrestle bears in his spare time.
According to fucking Jerry King, all he does.
That's what he just said, yeah. So, this is exciting.
Oh, joy, I made a new friend. I don't give a fuck.
Made a new friend?
Yeah, on Facebook. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Well, that's exciting.
Yay, girlfriend's pissed at me. Don't give a fuck.
What don't you give a fuck about?
My girlfriend's pissed off at me, as usual.
Oh. Oh, well.
Well, because I wouldn't have sex with her last night and stupid BS like that, so.
Did you say you wouldn't have sex with her last night?
Yeah, that's what she just said.
Her.
Oh, try and save it now.
Well, she's pissed because, you know, she went to Skype with her. Big deal.
Yeah, she's throwing a really big hissy fit about it, and I told her to call her kids or I'm leaving.
Wow, people are so fucking stupid.
They really are. They get pissed off over the stupidest thing. You won't Skype with me.
I don't even get mad at her for anything, and she gets mad at me for the simplest things. Like, I'll call her to JRR, and she'll message me, and she goes, are you on that stupid show? I'm like, yeah.
Are you on that stupid? What kind of shit is that? She don't know this show.
Tell her to call in.
She's just pissy because I've been, like, not paying attention to her on purpose.
And it's that time of the month.
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
For her.
But I don't care anymore. She wants to be like that to me, fine.
Yeah.
Whistling.
You.
I am not whistling because my whistle is not that high pitched. Thank you very much.
My whistle is not that high pitched.
It's higher.
No, it's not, actually.
I think Speedy fell asleep on us. Or either that, she's just stalking us.
She's just ignoring us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm actually not asleep yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You're pretty much passing the hell out.
She's very quiet.
I'm very shy.
Tell us a story.
Yeah.
Aww.
Or not.
We'd all love to hear a story.
Oh, tell a story? No, I'm good. I'm perfectly fine on that one.
Well, what the hell? We're trying to include you here, and you're not really working with us.
Well, I'm just listening. I'm having fun listening.
Come on, nobody has fun listening.
Yeah, not even Chris. Well, then again, Chris has fun in the fucking Tony box.
I'm having fun listening.
Go weird.
Was there anything you want to hear, maybe?
I already asked that. She said no.
You should make a request. I think that would help you get in to knowing how the show works.
I'm pretty sure she already knows how the show works there, Chris. You just, ask, we put this back and we play it.
Well, yeah, but I think if she started requesting something, that she'd get a little more comfortable.
Oh, you want her to get a little more comfortable, huh?
Whatever. Take it however the hell you want to take it.
Anyways.
Well, are you comfortable now?
What the hell?
Why was that funny?
Oh, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at when my brother texted me.
Your brother just hit you? Go him.
Exactly. High five.
Anyway.
It's all about the power.
Yeah. Shut up, David Otunga. I don't know if someone said those shit.
Yeah, Speedy said those shit.
Fucking Facebook. People on Facebook are about to die.
Okay.
Are you again tagging these stupid ass fucking statuses? I don't give two shits about your fucking status. You're still a big gut ass.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Randy's throwing a bitch fit up on Facebook.
What son of a bitch is on Facebook?
I said, oh, look, Randy's throwing a bitch fit up. What fucking shit was I fucking tagged in here?
Stupid tag bullshit.
Yeah, I was tagged into a fucking status.
Oh, great.
Not even showing up.
It's all Chris's fault.
Yep.
Right. When the hell did you turn to Big Homie?
Chris, exactly. Call him with a payphone, call him with the brick,
or try and do both in one.
Did you say call him with a brick?
Yeah.
How the hell do you come up with that?
Yeah.
What
with the
how
the hell do you do that shit?
Cell phone? Exactly. We all want an explanation on how the fuck you do that.
Well, let's see. You gotta remember. Fucking Big Homie last night said, you know, yeah, he was called in with the very first ever cell phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
AKA the brick.
I think Santino set a new record right here. He lost the championship to me in a few seconds.
Goldie and the Booker reunited once again. And Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why is Yoshitatsu in that?
Why is Yoshitatsu wearing a fucking mask?
What the fuck?
Good question.
They gave Yoshitatsu the most weirdest fucking entrance ever in this damn game.
But Yoshitatsu's on the damn game.
Yeah. I know he is, and they have him as to where he comes out to the ring in a mask.
Interesting.
That looks fucking retarded.
Every time Mandy gets a text, we should put her in the penalty box.
I think I have to agree with that.
No wonder she don't like you, Chris.
Yeah.
Exactly. I come up with these rules that just make sense, and she hates it because she's going to get put in the box a hell of a lot more now. Maybe I should text her right now so I can put her in the box.
Really, Chris?
I wouldn't even do that. Oh, that wasn't me.
Well, at least now we know fucking why Chris can never keep a girlfriend. Hey, Chris, did you hear what I just told you?
Play it.
I want to get VIP wasted.
Everybody
on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, cheer up.
What?
I'm on the side, and I said, oh, cheer up. So I said, oh, cheer up.
Who's sad?
I don't
me.
Know. Who's sad? Oh, it's just Manny.
I just said it was me.
Brock Lesnar's a moron. Let me see if I can get back on the soundboard.
You're not even on the soundboard?
What the hell?
I wasn't. I was until Blow Talk started fucking up again.
Hello, soundboard.
Man. So what I had to do was I had to restart my computer just so I can get back on the soundboard.
And yet you have a new computer.
Which is for the show, Chris. It's not the computer. It's Blow Talk.
My computer's still fine. And I'm on Blog Talk right now.
Damn it, Solo Pack, quit sending me invites.
Yeah, before I fucking kill it, before I kill your fucking faggot ass. You know what?
That was a little...
Solo Pack.
Go the fuck away, faggot.
Somebody needs to fucking kill the mail truck already.
Kill it. Jeez.
I think after tonight show, next time she gets a text in the middle of the show, and it keeps going off every 5 seconds, tell me, Box.
That could definitely work.
But how about while you're trying to get back on the soundboard, we go into a track. How about we go into Stevie Stone, Perfect Stranger?
Okay.
I told him I'm a stranger. Sit back and relax your mind.
Stranger.
Give you a peace of mind.
Stranger.
Stranger. Try to hold me down.
Yeah.
Other people said that I was crazy. And we're finna get my feet off the ground. Now, I told them I'm a stranger. Me, I'm a stranger. Say, I'm the perfect stranger. Me, I'm a stranger. Now, I told them I'm a stranger.
You can look into my eyes. Stranger in the flesh, ain't no surprise. Accustomed to it, and the fans knew it, and the fam knew it. That one day we would coincide, make beautiful music. Now we off the prime and started at the fairground, stars aligned in perfect timing. 11 years later, now together, really good feeling when the headline read the strange man's song. When he asked me how I feel up there, I'm finally home. Remember the day it came to me, and the feeling I felt for fear to be okay, O.D. All you strangers start embracing me. Ripping every word you heard I say. Midwest flows and came to play. Everything happens for a reason. I can finally say,
stranger, where? Some try to hold me down.
Yeah.
Other people said that I was crazy. And we're finna get my feet off the ground.
I got them. Coming to the very bottom. From the strains, it's a spot em. No, I'm gonna be a force in the game. That boy's a problem, holla. Nah, all you doubters can suck it easy. Blocking up on my downfall back when didn't really believe me, huh? Can't none of y'all haters hold me. And I'm riding with my homies. You won't have to get to know me. I'm a stranger. Some try to hold me down. Other people said that I was crazy. And working to get my feet off the ground. Now, I told them I'm a stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Say, I'm the first stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Now, I told them I'm a stranger.
Back up on the soundboard. I'll test it out in a minute. But, I don't know. You know, honestly. Oh, shush.
My phone is like getting multiple text messages.
Well, then I don't know. Throw your phone in the water.
No, I'm going to do this so to spare y'all from hearing the constant.
Well, we hear it anyways.
Not anymore, you won't.
I'm gonna laugh, you know, if we hear it anyways.
We're still gonna hear it.
Fuck out of my way, Big Show. Fucking fat ass motherfucker.
I don't want to ask why
y'all
the hell you're looking at that.
This time.
Because I'm playing WWE 13. I'm gonna get the fuck out of my way. Well, I think Big Show just learned I'm not a very good tag team partner. Like I completely forgot today was even 4:20. I said, you know, I could tell fucking that dumbass asked me what frequency JR is on. Said happy 4:20.
Well, if you were here last night, you could have been talking all about it.
Yeah. Said they had work. I decided to sleep instead. So, Ghetto Man, what you know about the Blood Preacher?
Huh?
Chris knows.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
There you go.
I believe in the picture.
And we're back.
Yep.
So, Gettleman, what do you think of that track?
Sound like Mandy.
No,
he really
like
does. He sounds like a mixture of Big Homie and Mandy in one.
Man, what the hell, man? I just knocked X-Pac out with a water thing.
That's okay, fucking. Yo, Goldust is the easiest motherfucker to make bleed.
I don't know how I should take that.
Well, let's put it this way. If... Okay, man, put her in the box.
Okay.
Why?
She definitely deserves it.
Yeah, no, Ghetto, it's one of the sense of, if you hit Goldust with even one finisher, he gets busted open.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Havoc the internet champion.
Actually, Ghetto.
Well, that sounds very common and normal.
Actually, you know what? We can actually make somebody an actual internet champion because they actually have an actual title for that now.
Yeah, Zack Ryder made it.
No,
a
yeah,
long
no,
time
but
ago.
I mean, like, yeah, no, but I mean the fact that, you know, that you have one, you guess you buy now.
Who in their right mind would fucking buy that?
You, Chris.
Nope. I'm sorry I wouldn't waste my money on that.
Are you sure?
I know I would not waste my money on that.
Yeah,
well,
your money.
Well, I think you would take it if you were given the opportunity.
No,
nope.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go see a show over that stupid championship belt that means nothing.
Here you go, man. This match is going to take place in an empty theater. Or an arena. On Sunday Night Heat.
Hey, yo. That is something you don't expect that ever. Especially cooking on Sunday Night Heat.
That's something you don't expect either. Have it coming out, the David Otunga's music.
What the hell?
And wearing a sombrero.
Hey, leave my sombrero alone there, fool.
Just saying.
It fits.
You look like a mini Jamie Madrox.
You know what? I'll take that as a compliment. He says, you know, I'm like Madrox. I'm still fat.
And I mean in the game, man.
Ow.
Ow as well.
Ow.
Shut up, Gary.
Uh-oh, it's Havoc with Wasteland. Good job, Havoc. You're the internet champion.
Yay!
And you're going to lose
it serious,
in less than 24 hours.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Fuck you. I will become the actual internet champion.
Oh, yeah? And who are you going to beat for the title?
eBay.
eBay.
He's actually going to pay for it. See, I said who the hell would buy it? And I think we got our answer.
Come on, you can't beat eBay.
I'm pretty sure you could.
I don't think
so. One way or another. I forgot my fucking email or my password for this shit.
Oh, man.
Well, considering the fact I'm on a whole different computer where it's not saved.
Dumbass.
Sorry, but eBay is not supposed to get my number.
There you go. Here's a WrestleMania match for you. Brodus Clay versus D'Lo Brown for the European Championship.
All right, that would actually be a good match.
I agree. That match would kick ass.
You only say that because it's for the European Championship.
Nah, I'm always saying it just because of the fact I would love to see Brutus Creed whoop the shit out of D'Lo Brown and, you know, beat the fucking aces and eights out of him.
Oh, yeah? Even with D'Lo Brown with the metal chest plate?
I mean, you know, as long as he ain't put a fucking aces and eights, we're all set.
Man, he's always a part of some stupid shit. I mean, he was part of the Nation, but the Nation was dope, though.
Yeah, exactly. That was dope. Fucking Aces and Eights needs to die.
The thing that I think TNA is actually doing right over WWE is they have long-term planning, like 6 months ahead of time. They know what's going to happen 6 months down the line.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I kind of think it's better than WWE's just, oh, let's make Brodus Clay the tag team champion, like, at the last minute.
Brodus Clay is not getting the title.
Well, I mean, but you get my point. They do everything by the minute. That, okay, let's see, like, they only work
great
1 month in advance.
He'll
be right.
She said she'll be right back.
Yep. The quiet one says she'll be right back.
BRB!
Yeah, but the funny thing is she hung up.
And we're in recording mode, so she can't be right back. Well, goodbye,
exactly.
Quiet one.
Be right back tomorrow.
Yes.
Shut up, Miz.
That would be Daniel Bryan, dumbass.
It is.
Whatever.
What?
I can't believe he got Daniel Bryan wrong.
That was a big ass fail.
Yes.
Fine. Shut the fuck up, Del Rio.
That's a big-ass fail round, too.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not really, because remember, Del Rio's C, C,
C, which is yes in Spanish.
Yeah, but...
Well, you know, yes. When we're in Spanish.
ECW.
Hold on, what the f- WCW have a hardcore championship?
That would be fucked up.
No, when did this happen? Apparently it's a belt.
WCW hardcore champion.
Actually, it did happen.
When? When the fuck did that happen?
Mike Awesome had the hardcore title when the Alliance took over and invaded the WWE. At the time, Mike Awesome was a part of WCW.
And how often did the WCW Hardcore Championship get defended?
I believe that was 24-hour one.
No, the it says WCW Hardcore Championship.
Well, I think it only lasted 2 months, so.
Because I don't remember a WCW Hardcore Championship ever.
I can remember it now that Havoc mentioned it because I seen that DVD or one of them inside that storyline.
Oh, wait. Yeah, there actually was one.
Well, obviously it's on this game.
1999 is when it first came out.
Oh, yeah. How long did it last?
To 2001.
I don't remember it at all.
Well, you can blame Eric Bischoff for that one.
Yeah, the WCW Hardcore title, World Championship was the title, and WCW, the title was defended in hardcore matches in which there were fewer rules and restrictions and weapons were allowed. Eventually, the rules were changed so that the matches began in the backstage area, but would only end by pinfall in the ring. But later were changed back to false count anywhere rules. The belt was created in response to the growing popularity of the hardcore wrestling in North America. The title lasted from 1999 to 2001. The very first WCW Hardcore Champion was Norman Smiley, who defeated Brian Knobbs in Toronto, Ontario.
Those matches.
How many WCW Hardcore Champions were there?
I remember the matches, but
five?
I don't remember that championship belt at all.
There was. Wrong, Chris. There was more than five. There's about. Actually, funny enough, again, there was one point where fucking Shane Helms, Evan Curtis, and Shannon Moore actually shared the fucking hardcore title.
And apparently Big Vito and Johnny the Bull shared it too.
Yeah, Norman Smiley, Brian Knobs, Bam Bam Bigelow, Shane Helms, of course, Evan Carvias, I don't know how to pronounce that last name, Shannon Moore, Terry Funk, Eric Bischoff. Yes, Eric Bischoff held the hardcore title.
For one day.
Yeah, Lance Storm, Carl Oatlet, Reno, Crowbar, Mang, and Barbarian. Barbarian was the last one to hold the title. In which he held it for 59 days.
Who the hell's a Carl Oatlet dude who held it for less than a day?
Carl Oatlet.
for WWF, WCW, ECW, and TNA.
Yep.
But who the fuck is he?
Well, let's see. He's like, you know, like a fucking, he's just like a fucking jobber. Put it that way. He was on Chris Cannonball back in from 98 to 2000 in WWF, WWE. He's in WWF twice, actually. First one was 93 to 95, then 98 to 2000. But WCW, he went to WCW in 96, then he said 2000, back to WCW in 2000. Other than that, no one's heard from him since. Wait. Okay, yeah, he had a match with Desmond Wolfe, actually, back in the Ring of Honor.
And apparently they figured out how he held the title for less than one day. Lance Storm awarded him the title, and he got pinned by somebody who challenged him, which was Norman Smiley.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Norman Smiley.
Norman Smiley's a black guy, man. He's all stupid and shit.
Yeah. But she's also going by the name of Black Magic.
I don't give a shit what his other names were. The dude was stupid.
Yeah, he was. I just think poor motherfucker was a fucking hardcore champion
in WCW, which really means nothing.
Yeah.
And he was also part of ECW. He's also part of TNA,
Triple A.
Triple A? Yeah, Triple A is, I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
Part of the, that car service thing.
Apparently.
No, Triple A is actually a Mexican-based, wrestling promotion down in Mexico.
Stupid Mexicans.
I tried to watch that once. I found it on TV. But after 5 minutes, I was like, okay, fuck this Spanish shit. I give up.
That's kind of like how I tried to watch TNA when it was in Spanish.
Yeah, it was the Assistance Consulting and Administration. It was a Lucha Libre professional wrestling promotion. I mean, you know, they've had people like Sin Cara's been a part of there. Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero. To find out who their current people are.
While you do that, I can talk about Norman Smiley's one WWE match, which was losing a dark match to Vladimir Kozlov.
Well, aren't you glad you brought that up?
It proves how important he was. And now he's in FCW.
I don't know anymore. Actually, Ghetto Vampiro was a part of AAA.
He's not Mexican.
Yeah, well, you know what? Neither is fucking Jeff Jarrett. He is part of him, too.
But you said it was Mexican shit.
Well, yeah, it is a
bad promotion.
Based in Mexico.
Jeff Jarrett know how to wrestle yet?
No. I think Jeff Jarrett died.
Instead of being Ric Flair all the time.
Instead of being Ric Flair with Karen Jarrett.
At Kofi's.
I'm saying he always walked around, you know, doing like the Ric Flair little thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Him and his stupid little glasses.
Yeah, that's stupid fucking haircut. Apparently he's down in AAA on a permanent basis.
Well, it's because TNA don't want him.
Hey, look. He's the AAA World Heavyweight Champion down there.
How come the headbangers aren't on this game, man?
It should be, but they're not.
Somebody didn't fucking create them at all. Oh, shit, Havoc, here's your stadium right here. Pokemon.
Yeah, I saw that. Thought about getting it.
What stopped you? You found a Mewtwo card.
Man, I wish I had a fucking Mewtwo card.
I got a Mewtwo card. I have like a whole sheet of those things, man, somewhere. Or maybe that's Mew. I don't fucking know.
What does it look like?
I fucking know. It was the one that you got with, like, back when that movie came out.
Yeah, that's Mew.
Holy shit, they have a Roman Reigns moveset you could download. What's that? The spear.
I think so. Yeah, slam them keyboards. Mandy's dog's gone fucking berserk.
Yeah, all bloody seven of them.
Wait, how'd she get on the phone again?
Mandy's been here.
She was just in the belly box for an hour or whatever.
Who's the one that hung up?
That would be Speedy.
Her silent friend.
Yeah, she commented on the thing, Havoc.
I'm not even on Facebook right now, so I'll check it out in about 5 seconds.
Basically, she just, like, Speedy said is that she didn't know she couldn't call back in, and that she had to reboot her phone.
Well, you know, she asked, you know, we kind of told her.
Wow, what an amazing move. This is a fucking total world fucking... Well, it's got really quiet and a little boring.
Pretty much. Blasting your TV in the phone.
Yeah, funny thing is, I'm not even near my TV.
Well, it was definitely your TV that was loud as fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny how Goldust is just sitting back, fucking waiting for his partner to tap out. Solo Peck, I'm gonna kill your ass. Do you speak English, you stupid fucking faggot? That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm going to fucking respond to him.
Why does he need to speak English?
Because he's fucking retarded.
Let's go to his match invite.
Man, more than life is a fucking... for like a fucking singles match. And after that, you know, have time to go to this fucking match. It ain't there.
Well, we're about to find out, I guess. Yep.
You mean
unable to join match. Thank you for wasting my time, Solo Peck.
Fucking mother foreign faggot.
It like echoed.
Echo.
Go for the fucking echo.
No, she's on Facebook. I'm not. No, she's a fucking Skype.
Who?
What do you think? Yeah, fucking foreign. Faggot motherfucker.
Don't talk to Chris like that.
I'm not a foreign motherfucker.
Yes, you are.
I'm a foreign motherfucker.
Hey. You went to England and then came back. So technically that makes you a foreigner.
Actually, no. I'm a foreigner, but I was born in England, jackass.
Yeah, but you lived in England for so long.
I don't know how 4 years is too long.
So there you go. You were there for 4 years and you came back. You're a foreigner.
8 to 12. I lived here for the first 8 years of my life. And then I went there for 4 years. And I've been here for the rest of my life. So that's not too long. That's not a foreigner. A foreigner is somebody who has to get a green card because they moved to the U.S. from a foreign country. I'm a U.S. citizen born here.
Are
Learn
you
your shit.
He's so angry.
No, I'm not angry. I'm just being stupid that he doesn't know anything about what a foreigner is.
Shut up, foreigner.
Shut up.
Yeah, because the fuck up. Bitch.
Oh, of course, that's you. You're the foreigner.
Nope.
Let's see, Chris. You went to you went to England. You went to Mexico.
Yeah,
I was never in Mexico.
Okay, fine. Fucking Antarctica. You're a fucking Antarctican.
You went to Mexico. I didn't go to Mexico. Damn it,
you're...
John, back up yourself.
Yeah, stop tackling yourself, Havoc.
He's talking about solo pack, fool.
Hell if I know. I'm not in the game.
I think he's through playing around. I am through playing around, motherfucker. Speaking of foreigners, I'm a Canadian.
Hell yeah.
Beating up Havoc. I mean, Samoa Joe.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up, foreigner. Midget.
Foreigner midget.
It works better.
You're still a foreigner.
Nope. They want to get technical. We're all technically foreigners because we all came from immigrants.
Oh.
Hey, no. The Native Americans are not foreigners. Native Americans were born here.
Well, are you Native American?
Fuck if I know.
Fuck if I know.
Probably not. So you're a foreigner, too.
But then there you go. You're still a foreigner.
I know that my heritage is foreign, but at least I know what the hell my heritage is.
All I know is I'm fucking white. There you go.
All I know is I'm white.
Maybe he's blind and just only sees white.
Yeah. I bet you we didn't get a fucking soul pass like nothing. Get more than fucking read the fucking message.
I bet you Solo Pack isn't even a real person.
I bet you it's a robot.
Ben, you're a robot.
Nope.
Alright, my bad, that's right. That's acidic. He's a robot.
Yeah. He's an original robot.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Is that like UG always said Lando Cloud's name like a robot?
No.
No.
It's much more retarded.
So I'm kind of lucky. I don't know who the hell that chick is.
Acidic's my best friend.
Oh, wait. Yo, I think it's funny how he just called Acidic a chick.
Yeah, may as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking a guess.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'll go check in a minute to see if Soulpack deleted me this time. Hope so.
Probably not.
Nope, he's still there.
Try again.
Boy, wait, you know what's even funnier, though? Yo, he's inviting us to a fucking match, but yeah, he's playing Call of Duty.
That's awesome.
ridiculous.
How the fuck does that work? How the fuck do you invite me to a match and you're playing Call of Duty?
Fucking idiot.
Pretty much. You know what? Maybe I fucking offended him and hurt his feelings by telling him to fuck off and calling him a foreigner.
Good.
Yoshi Tatsu died. I killed his ass. Now throw those fucking signs away. Mandy died.
Shut up. I didn't die, okay?
Someone's testy.
You know what? Kiss my southern ass.
That's Chris's job.
Actually, no, it's not. It's nobody's job right now. Fuck relationships. Fuck my girlfriend.
Well, you're in...
What did you say?
Nothing.
No, what did you say? I didn't hear it.
Nothing. Nothing.
My question is, if, you know, you're saying fuck relationships, like, are you, does that mean you're single again, or?
At this rate, I'm considering myself single because she wants to be a cum bag and tell me that she's going to go fuck her best friend, then fine, let her. I'm not stopping her. I'm not saying shit to her. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. I am done.
Well, I didn't last too long, I did it.
All because I made a mistake, and I admit that I made the mistake, but yet she wants to throw it back in my face and then tell me that she's going to go do that. Okay, fine. Bye. I'll let you. Go for it. I don't care.
Drama.
Like I said, you know, I admit my mistake, but whatever. Ow.
Oh, AJ.
What the? I don't want to know. Ghetto's probably dreaming again.
The fuck?
Yeah, about AJ.
Apparently.
Yeah, AJ
died.
You were old.
The faggot.
Come on, I wonder if it's Havoc that was going to accept my request.
Or Solo Pack. I think it's funny how fucking I've got fucking match invites from Soul Pack and fucking Hema. I that some motherfucker. I don't even know who the fuck he is. I was from fucking 2 weeks ago.
Huh?
But I got messaged from people for like fucking 2 weeks ago. And I haven't even played WWE 13 in a while.
I don't ever have any invites. Not from Solo Bank.
Yeah, except for some Solo Pack.
Is there a parrot in here?
Oh, yeah, Solo. His name is Havoc.
There's echoes going on.
This motherfucker put me in a text chat.
Yeah, it's just to me.
What the hell is he doing?
What the fuck?
I could have sworn I told him to fuck off.
Hey, come on. I told that one dude I didn't want to fucking talk to him or some shit, and he got rid of me, and he stopped talking to me. Why can't this dude do the same?
Why can't there be a block thing on the PS3?
There is a block on the PS3.
Then use it against that fucker.
Yeah, but it's more interesting, you know, if they delete us.
Good point.
Hey, you know what I noticed the other day?
Oh, Joe?
I noticed that Boo Bear deleted me off of Facebook. You know that girl that likes everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, she deleted me. I was like, wow. That was shocking.
Me both being go up in there.
I put fuck you. How the hell do I leave this? No, seriously. Oh, there we go. Leave. Oh, wait. Havoc said something.
Oh, wait. Havoc said something. I don't want to leave yet.
I don't like you, star. You, star.
Yeah,
Eddie
put
a lot of stars.
And then he put you.
Why in the hell is there an echo?
Because
why
you're on
the
phone. And why the fuck is this dude fucking deciding to, you know, get Grandma Nazi? Yo, that's perfect.
What the hell just happened that I missed?
Yeah, no shit.
How about the fact that I put you and then go put die?
He's a shut up.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, I'm scared. They're both laughing.
They're in a text chat on PlayStation or whatever.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Telling somebody to die.
Yeah, solo pack.
Am I lucky I never met this bitch?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you should meet them and tell them to fucking die.
We already did that. It's the Mack truck! Mack truck!
And dude. What's going on, person that I didn't even know it was here? Well, when you get a partner, I guess we could start this. Oh, there. Never mind. I know you are.
I'm not even sure what the fuck's going on.
I don't either, and I don't think I want to know.
Or something annoying with your something invites.
Come on, really ghetto. You really have to. What the fuck it says?
That's what it says, man. Star. Blow.
What the fuck are you, blowfish now?
Obviously.
Wait, hold on. How'd the match start? I didn't press it. Who started this match?
It was me.
How'd you start it?
I did it.
Oh. What the hell?
Awesome. Nobody starts the match, and yeah, it happens.
I'm a little lost here.
Well, blue, or blow, whatever the fuck that dude said.
Blow.
Okay, we get it. You want to be a blowfish. Now shut the fuck up.
Mandy's job.
Hey, shut up, blowhole.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that was my job? No, honey, I don't even know what that job is for him. Vince, it's not me.
You say it's Chris's job.
Yes.
Wait, Chris can suck his own dick?
What? What the hell is Chris Marilyn Manson?
Nope.
Hey, it's a one move wonder.
Is that test?
So they let that guy in the match. Well, that's awesome.
Damn it, Samoa Joe, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, this would have been much more interesting if it was a finish. He does not like fucking Samoa Joe.
He likes Irish whips, though.
I know.
Too bad the other guy ain't here.
What, did you do this as the Hurricane or AJ Styles, whatever the fuck he is?
What are you talking about,
AJ.
Man?
Oh, AJ.
Or are you talking about Soul Pack there? He's probably talking to himself.
They hug the boss. Man, I can't do a goddamn thing.
I know. And this dude really hates fucking Samoa Joe and Lance Storm.
I guess.
I think so.
Rico, I know it's you.
Oh,
Oh, wait, we're playing Roman Reigns. Never mind.
How the hell does it go from Rico to Roman Reigns?
I don't know. Because this dude, all he does is Irish whip and spear.
Yeah.
And he does some gay-ass dance out of the ring, right?
Spear! Something new. I haven't seen this move so many times in a while. Really? It's all you're going to do to me is a fucking spear and Irish whip? This is sad.
Aw, you only know two moves in the game. What's your fucking new move, bitch?
Somebody's a pro at reversals. Time at all.
Someone's a pro at spears.
I think everybody's a pro at spears.
And Irish whips.
Same, everybody. I mean, hell, I don't even know how to do a fucking Irish whip, and I don't give a fuck. It's not important.
He actually did a different move besides a spear and a nice whip.
That was only because it was a reversal. Why is this not my only move? Why? Why is this my fuck you, whoever created this guy. Quit raping me. Quit raping me.
Wow. Wow.
I remember the last time was just me and Ghetto in a tag team match. I was using Herbert for some reason from Family Guy. And making fun of the fact that he has a long kiss goodnight as his signature maneuver.
Yeah, you're a fag.
Nope, I was using it because I thought it would be funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody broke their controller.
Yep. Good job, Havoc.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, it ain't me. Yep, it's Test. The big boot is Test.
This guy is talking to himself, but I can't hear him.
Oh, I don't go hear him.
I'm not trying. Go ahead, I tempo. Somebody got some freaking magical powers.
Yeah, magical power of my ass.
Uh-huh.
He tapped up to me.
He lost a Havoc.
Wow. I'm shocked. How bad do you have to suck in WWE 13 to lose a Havoc?
That is so sad.
It really is sad.
That pretty much made my night.
Oh, man, get him. Look. Yo, look, man. You were right.
What happened?
Look at the look at the name. You got Alex and who else?
Oh, it was Test. Huh. How about that?
Oh, I'm done with Solopec. He's a moron.
Solopec still talking?
I don't know.
Blow, 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 blow.
Blow, 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 blow. Goodbye, motherfucker.
I guess I can believe.
I know I did. I deleted his ass. Add the block list. Goodbye.
I can't believe Havoc won, though.
That's a miracle in itself. Usually he's the first person to eliminate.
Well, I had to tap out real quick. For some reason my guy was dead.
Yeah, and then
because
I come back
my guy was only 84 and the guy was probably 1 million.
It's funny, like, I was dead for a little bit. Then I come back, I whooped his ass, and he tapped out to me.
Yeah. So that's why I said it was a miracle.
So he must have been a noob at submissions like you were one time, Havoc.
Well, he slapped the crossface on me, and I tapped out because, you know, like I said, my guy was dead for some reason. And I barely even pressed any buttons.
Oh, that's the name that popped up on my screen. Erford.
Well, this shit is pretty much over.
Yep.
Yep.
Later.
Bye.